Welcome to the Real Estate Exam Podcast. We have a new series of audio lessons out covering the state of Ohio for the Real Estate Salesperson Exam for the state of Ohio. The total length of this new series of audio lessons is 9 hours and 20 minutes long, and I'm going to be sharing with you a portion of each of those lessons, probably about a quarter to one-third of each of those lessons I'm going to be sharing with you for you to decide if it makes sense for you to buy the full series of audio lessons. The full series of audio lessons are available at the website reexampodcast.com. So after listening to these samples of the lessons, if it makes sense for you, go to the website and purchase the full bundle of audio lessons. So right now we have audio lessons for California, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. And we are now working on Arizona. So if you are in one of those states and you're looking for a series of audio lessons, we do have sample lessons available at the website that you can listen to, or you can listen to this podcast and go back in this podcast and listen to the sample lessons for those states. Eventually, we hope to get all 50 states, but that's going to take a while. I need to caution you when you buy audio lessons that you should not rely entirely on audio lessons to prepare you for the real estate exam. Most states require that you actually have classroom attendance in order to take the real estate exam, or a certain requirement of education before you can even sit for the exam. These audio lessons are simply intended as a supplement for your learning, to let you learn while you're driving, exercising, wandering around, and not being forced to sit at a desk or in a chair and read material or stare at a computer screen. That's the intention of these audio lessons. If they make sense for you, buy the full bundle of lessons. Again, the website is reexampodcast.com.
Welcome to this lesson entitled Property Descriptions. In this lesson, we're going to talk about all sorts of things about describing property, such as common ways to describe property, what a legal description is, reasons for legal description, methods of description, including the meets and bounds method, the rectangular survey method, and the lot and block method, also what datums are, and a few rights that the government has over the land. So let's go ahead and get started with that. So in many different cases, there are common ways of describing property. But when you talk about property in just regular life and not in sort of an official legal sense, there, most of the time, you just give an address. It's on 52 South Main Street. Or you tell the name of the place. You go to Grand Central Station. You take the blue line, two stops to whatever. Or just a general description. It's the north 20 acres of my land. But those general common descriptions are not good enough when we're talking about legal descriptions. And legal descriptions are the kind of descriptions that are needed for legal documents. So when you're doing official legal business, especially when you're talking about real estate, and you have to write it down, it has to be in writing, then you absolutely have to go ahead and do one of these forms of legal description. An address is not accurate enough by itself. Addresses by themselves can be inexact and can change over time. You want something that is not likely to change over time. A legal description accurately identifies and locates a parcel within the boundaries of a state. So in your state, you first identifies the county and the city, and then you drill down from there, and you get more and more specific as to where you are. So let's talk a little bit about the reasons for legal description. When exactly are you going to need a legal description? So the first is for public recording. So the county typically has records of all the properties, where things are, when new things are being built, And so they need that for recording. They have to keep the records up to date. And so they use legal descriptions as opposed to just addresses. Creating a deed for conveyance or lease. So when you are using a deed to convey the title to a property from one person to another, you need a legal description that's part of selling the property or giving the property, bequeathing the property, however it's transferred or conveyed to another person. You have to have a legal description as part of that. Or if you're just leasing it to somebody, you also have to have that legal description as part of the official paperwork. So that's an important distinction to make. You also need it when you are creating mortgage documents. So you say you want to take out a loan and go ahead and get some money from a lending institution, you need to have that in place as well. That's part of the loan and mortgage paperwork. And then just executing and recording any other legal documents that you might come across. Anything that's basically a legal contract needs to have a legal description in it. So that's an important thing to remember.
This podcast is brought to you by the SIEPodcast.com. The SIEPodcast.com website provides you with audio lessons for you to prepare for the securities industry's essentials examination. If you are selling real estate, there may come a time when you need to get licensed to sell securities. The first step in becoming licensed to sell securities is to pass the securities industry's essentials exam. That is the base exam before you can take the other securities exams. And the next exam you would take after passing the securities industry's essentials exam, or just the SIE exam, would be probably the Series 7 exam. But before you can even sit for the Series 7 exam, you need to pass the SIE exam. So if sometime in your career you need to prepare and pass the securities industry's examinations, the licensing examinations, check out our podcast. We'll give you some sample lessons there to see if that works for you. And that website is SIEPodcast.com. The total length, by the way, of those SIE exam lessons is 36 hours and 53 minutes. It's a substantial examination, much more difficult than the real estate examinations. And if you just want to learn about securities so you understand securities, it's a very, very, very good audio course for you to study. All right, back to our lesson.
Next, I'd like to talk about a few different methods of description. So whatever method of description is used in your state or in your area might vary. There are different places that favor different kinds of description, or even different surveyors that like different kinds of description. There's some kinds of description that naturally lend themselves more to different shapes of lots. Some are better at identifying lots that are square or rectangular. Some are better at identifying ones that are more irregular. And so it really just depends on what you're doing as to which one you use. But all of the following are legal descriptions. You have the rectangular survey system, you have the meets and bounds system, and you have the lot and block system. All three of those are used quite regularly in the United States. So let's drill down and talk about each one of these in more detail. The first thing I want to talk about is called the meets and bounds method. The meets and bounds method uses landmarks, directions, and angles to define the boundaries of an area. So if you think about it, you are just trying to trace a shape around the property. You're trying to define the lines around the property, so to speak. And that is done by using points of reference. You start at what's called the point of beginning, sometimes just known as the POB. And if you, let's say, okay, we're going to start drawing from here, and from here, we're going to go in this direction. And then you name another point and say an angle and a direction and how far you go. And then you say another point, and you go all the way around until you reach the point of beginning again. It has to be a closed shape in this case. You have to return to the place where you began in order for it to be valid. If it does not return to the POB, then it is not a valid legal description. And so that's an important thing to remember. So the name of this is called the meets and bounds method. Meets refers to distances and directions. It's kind of an older word for that, but that's what that means in this case, the meets and bounds method. And then bounds refers to fixed reference points. So those are the two things you have to think about, distance, direction, and known reference points. So these fixed reference points, these bounds, can be either natural monuments or they can be artificial landmarks. So natural things includes things like big rocks, rock formations, large plants. So let's say there's a really large tree that's been there forever. Use that. You can use bodies of water, such as rivers and lakes, or any other natural phenomenon that's not likely to move, that's a permanent fixture on the land. And then we have artificial ones. And those are ones that a surveyor just creates. Typically, those are done in the form of stakes that surveyors put in the ground and say, this is a fixed reference point from which we can use the meets and bounds method. So the meets and bounds method begins with identifying a city and then the county and state. The meets and bounds method begins by identifying the state first, then the county, and then the city, and then it gives the point of beginning and describes the distance and direction to the first monument, the first reference point, and then the next monument, and the next monument, and the next monument, all the way until you get back to the POB. So if you think about the meets and bounds method, just think about drawing a shape using different points. This one is really good for identifying ones that are irregular, so they don't fit the typical rectangular or square plot.
Thanks for listening. If you like these lessons, if it makes sense for you to buy the full series of the Ohio Salesperson Real Estate Exam audio lessons, the total length of those lessons is 9 hours and 20 minutes in length. There are 20 individual lessons, including 3 review sessions. The website is reexampodcast.com. Best of luck in your career.